Today we have reached the fourth Sunday of Advent, and our time of preparation for Christmas is coming to an end. In our gospel reading today, we hear the story of Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel, not to Jerusalem, not to Rome, but to the small, humble town of Nazareth. And once again, we hear the story of the angel's message proclaimed to Mary and her response to those words. See, Mary's response makes it clear that she was a woman of deep faith and trust, and the first true disciple of Jesus. Yet, being human, she probably wondered what the angel's announcement would mean for her life. You know, throughout our lives, we probably experience human uncertainty, similar to that experienced by Mary. Maybe we were afraid to give up something significant, something unique, things that are making our lives appear comfortable and satisfying. Maybe we feared the freedom we had to give up if we turn our backs on society and follow Jesus instead. But like Mary, we can free ourselves of all those types of human uncertainties by letting Christ enter fully into our lives. What we have to realize today is that we allow Christ in the depths of our being, we lose nothing of what makes our lives free, comfortable, and satisfying. It's only in our intimate friendship with Christ that the great potential of our human existence is truly experienced. And it's only in this intimate friendship with Christ that we experience true comfort, satisfaction, and liberation. See, God needs each one of us, like he needed Mary, to be the one to convey his message to the world and help to further his kingdom on earth. And even if an angel does not appear before us, we are all called to be bearers of Christ within the world that we are living in. So how do we perceive the presence of God in each of our lives? You see, God is present in all events, in the birth of a child, in the birth of nations, in the birth of ideas that allows people to take greater command of a situation and determine better ways to solve issues. God is in nature. God can be found in the birth of new lands created by volcanoes and other natural phenomena. God is found in the terror of a hurricane and in the gentleness of a cool summer breeze. God is present in the morning dawn and the evening dusk. But God is most profoundly present in people. See, God is present in us and in those we encounter each day. So when we take time to smile to others, God smiles along with us. When we offer assistance to others, God gives us assistance to do so. God's closeness tells us that we have to be an appropriate receptacle for his presence in our world. So as we join together to celebrate this Mass, trying to build upon and intensify our spiritual preparation for Christmas, some of us may wonder why so many people come to Mass on Christmas, yet stay away at other times. Is it because many of our brothers and sisters are torn? Do they feel Jesus tugging at their heart, but the tug of secular society is just as strong, if not stronger? Do they fear that following Jesus throughout each day will make it impossible to be happy because of having to give up the things society tells us are necessary for happiness? You know, we all know and are all reminded each day in the news and through social media that the teachings and commandments of God through our Lord Jesus Christ are not popular with society. See, Jesus is pro-life, but our culture isn't. Jesus lived in humility and simplicity, but our culture suffers from overindulgence and consumerism. Jesus was truthful, but our culture encourages deception and lies. So today the church is reminding us, through the angel's words to Mary, that nothing will be impossible with God. God can do all things, and no matter what we have to do to rid ourselves of, in order to live in friendship with him, he will give us much, much more in return. More than we could ever achieve on our own, and more than we could ever imagine by following the dictates of our society in this broken, sinful world of today. Now in just one more day, we will celebrate the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we do, this church building will be filled with more people than any other time of year. So today we should ask ourselves, are we truly ready for Christmas? See, Jesus is hoping that we are ready, because he has something he wants to tell each one of us on Christmas, something he wants to give each one of us on Christmas, and something wonderful he wants to do for us. God indeed has a message for each one of us, and if we are truly ready for it, as Mary was, he will bring Christ into our lives, into our world in a new and life-changing way. Just as the angel's message brought Christ into Mary's womb some 2,000 years ago. So let's ask ourselves that important question one more time. Are we ready for Christmas? If we are, let's prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ by being the face of God to others. So beginning this Mass today, let's think about all those people who haven't experienced God's goodness and who are afraid that following Christ and his teachings will make their happiness impossible. During this Mass, let's offer a prayer for them, asking the Lord to open their hearts in a new way this Christmas. And let's put our lives at God's disposal during this coming week, allowing our faith, our experience of his love, to shine through us into their hearts like the spiritual light of Christmas. And if we pray for those who don't know Christ and act as his messengers during the holiday activities, maybe this will give them a new beginning of their friendship with Christ and their new journey of faith. So what is more important to us, our appearance before God or our attitude and our openness to what God is calling us to do? So with the lighting of this fourth candle of the Advent wreath, let's reflect on our relationship with God by thinking more about our attitudes than our appearance. And as St. Paul tells us in our second reading this morning, Christ is God's gift to us. And faith means accepting that gift. Accepting God's gift of Christ is the most important deed, the most important choice, the most important work we can ever do in this life.